Hey, History of Persia fans. Before Persia, another civilization controlled the Middle East. The very first civilization, the inventors of writing itself. From the clay tablets of ancient Mesopotamia come the oldest stories. The history and myth of the first Mesopotamians is the subject of the Oldest Stories podcast online at oldeststories.net. If you like ancient history, come check out the Oldest Stories after you listen to this episode.
The history of Persia is intertwined with conquest. It began with conquest when Cyrus, king of a small city called Anshan, set out to build the greatest empire the world had ever seen. In a series of stunning campaigns, he achieved just that, becoming one of the greatest conquerors in history and basically started Persian history. After all, you don't get the title the Great for nothing. But he wouldn't be the last great Persian conqueror. Other Persian rulers like Darius the Great, Mithridates I, and Ardashir I would go on to become great conquerors on their own, establishing their own great empires and legacies. If you want to hear their story, and the stories of other great conquerors, many of whom are far less famous despite their great achievements, join me, Ramzi Shalah, on my podcast, The Conquerors Podcast, available on all platforms you listen through.
Hello, fans of Tsar Power and the history of Saakashvili, Georgia. Thank you all for being so patient with us as we get episodes prepared and ready to go. I just want to let you know that I have most of the episodes ready for podcast release for Tsar Power, and I'm currently writing the ones for the history of Saakashvili, Georgia. For Tsar Power, I'm just trying to finish one more script before I start officially releasing them, and I'm waiting for Anna to finish editing some more episodes as well, so we can have a timely release schedule with no more delays. And basically the same thing with Brendan with the history of Saakashvili, Georgia. We're waiting for him to finish editing some of the scripts. The only minor caveat is that I do have a permanent wrist injury, which did take me out for basically most of March and April, and I was getting ready for intelligence speech in February. So, if that acts up again, it might cause a few slight delays in typing, but otherwise we are looking good. And of course, my job has a major deadline in May, which made things even busier. But I have some excellent news. The patrons have voted and decided on getting access to early access episodes. This will be available for all paid tiers, which include a $3 support tier. So if you'd like to get early access, do that now. We're going to have episodes releasing starting from June 28th up until August 14th, because that's what we have ready already. Of course, I'm not going to put the whole podcast backlog on Patreon just yet for the ad-free stuff. Unless you really want it to be ad-free on that $3 tier, just let me know. Especially if I have like a bunch of episodes I finished, I'll be posting them as soon as they are done on Patreon. And if I have several done in advance like I do now, they'll just be posted on a scheduled basis, and then the main feed will get them much later. The plan is that I hope to get Seattle Part 1 out on this feed come August 14th. So that is scheduled, it's ready to go, and we should be pretty much good to go up until October. I have finally also left the realm of college admissions and am transitioning over to college financial aid, so my evenings are freeing up because I won't have to do any more travel. I won't have to go anywhere far away or like do night college fairs. And even better, I won't be socializing nearly as much as I have been for my last job, which really left me drained after coming back, because when you have several back-to-back meetings with different people you're trying to convince to go to your college, things get a bit hard and, you know, draining, especially if you're an introvert like I am.
Hello and bonjour. My name is Josh Zucker, and I want to take you on a journey through some of the most exciting events of the late Middle Ages. Valois Burgundy was one of the medieval world's greatest what-ifs, Its dukes inherited, conquered, and politicked their way into forging a state between the German Empire and the Kingdom of France that rivaled them both. From the Hundred Years' War to the Holy Roman Empire, from urban workers to Joan of Arc, and from gallant knights to gunpowder weapons, the Grand Dukes of the West had a part to play in almost all of Western Europe's biggest developments in the 14th and 15th centuries. If you want to learn more about the glamorous rise and dramatic fall of the Dukes of Burgundy, please join me for Grand Dukes of the West, A History of Valois Burgundy.
Hello, everybody. This is Trevor Cully, host of the History of Persia podcast. From about 550 to 330 BC, most of the Middle East was ruled by the Achaemenid Persians. The Achaemenids pioneered the concept of a truly multinational empire, which incorporated people from as far away as India and Greece for over 200 years. The story of Persia discusses the fall of ancient civilizations, the origins of endurance racing, 300 Spartans, the March of the 10,000, and at least one evil priest who replaced and impersonated the king, all before falling with the dramatic close at Alexander the Great's conquests. If that story and the story of the cultures that surround it sound interesting to you, check out The History of Persia at historyofpersiapodcast.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
After all, I am a history podcaster. Can you believe that I'm not an introvert? Before I get to the end of this, I want to give a quick shout out to the gals over at Pontifax. Just to let you know, they have some exciting news and they are hosting a trip to Italy, and it'll be very Pope themed. So if you're a fan of Pontifax or you want to go on a trip to Italy and have some and listen to a great podcast ahead of time, you should definitely absolutely sign up to go to Italy with Pontifax. And just a heads up, they do have early bird pricing that ends at the end of this month, which is June. So definitely go and check it out right now. The link is in the episode description. To end this all out, I look forward to getting you all content very soon and hearing your reactions as we reach two big events in both podcasts, because we're getting to the Mongol period in Tsar Power. Like, we're literally Vsevolod Bignest, Constantine, and Yuri are the next three rulers. And then we hit the big name of, you know it, you love him, Genghis Khan. And then we're going to usher in the rise of Islam in the history of Sacramento, Georgia, and see how that affects our lovely nation of Georgia. Reach out to me on tsarpowerpod@gmail.com or on socials. Honestly, easiest to just find me at the Tsar Power thing, because that's one, a shorter email, and that's the one I intend to be on most, just because just happens to be the first one that auto-loads on all my social media stuff. But you'll be hearing from us very soon. So for Patreons and patrons, expect June 28th for your early access stuff, and then everyone else, August 14th, we will be back. You heard that here. August 14th, we will be back. And that'll also be August 7th for the history of Sacramento, Georgia. Awesome. So thank you all so much. Love you guys. You guys are amazing. Thank you for your patience and have a great day and see you guys in August.
Hey, History of Persia fans. Before Persia, another civilization controlled the Middle East. The very first civilization, the inventors of writing itself. From the clay tablets of ancient Mesopotamia come the oldest stories. The history and myth of the first Mesopotamians is the subject of the Oldest Stories podcast online at oldeststories.net. If you like ancient history, come check out the Oldest Stories after you listen to this episode.
The history of Persia is intertwined with conquest. It began with conquest when Cyrus, king of a small city called Anshan, set out to build the greatest empire the world had ever seen. In a series of stunning campaigns, he achieved just that, becoming one of the greatest conquerors in history, and basically started Persian history. After all, you don't get the title the Great for nothing. But he wouldn't be the last great Persian conqueror. Other Persian rulers like Darius the Great, Mithridates I, and Ardashir I would go on to become great conquerors on their own, establishing their own great empires and legacies. If you want to hear their story, and the stories of other great conquerors, many of whom are far less famous despite their great achievements, join me, Ramzi Shalah, on my podcast, The Conquerors Podcast, available on all platforms you listen through.